accepted him, he gave power to become the children of God.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in the midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." See that you do not desire one of these little ones, for I say to you that the angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Walking in Toronto, once we make a pilgrimage to Prague, to the church where the El Santo Niño was put there. And the parish priest, by the time, gave us one statue of El Niño. Now, if you go to Toronto, the Chinese Martyrs Catholic Church, there's a statue also in the church. I have a privilege to visit this holy place, Santo Niño. I'm very close to the devotion towards our Heavenly Mother, also in Medjugorje. One of the missionaries is called Maria. Once a journalist was asking her how about her relationship with Mother Mary and Jesus. And she revealed once, a Heavenly Mother appeared to them by that time, 30 years ago, six little kids. A Heavenly Mother have a baby Jesus in her arms. And the journalist was curious how a Heavenly Mother looked like. And she said, "She has dark hair, her blue eyes, beautiful smile, around the age of 20, 30. And the journalist was curious why she died at the age of 60, more than might be 63. The visionary says, Of course, we are children. If she's so too old, we cannot accept her as a grandmother, no? So it's a young mother size to appear to them. It's nice, of course. And what dress? Usually she dressed in grey and white, what do you call? Veil. But in Christmas time, she dressed in gold. That's this one. And then the journalists were curious, what about that little Jesus, little baby Jesus in her arm? You know, the baby Jesus, not any normal baby, you know. When you play with them from us, you're not the mother, huh? Yeah, you're the third person. When you play with a little kid in the arm, they look at you and then put their head back to the mother's side, right? Afraid, it kind of exactly the same. Whenever they watch the face of Jesus, the eye of Jesus, Jesus look at these little kids and then playfully, Jesus playfully put back her head towards Heavenly Mother. I think it's very good symbol. Jesus is always look towards her mother. As a matter of fact, today, if you are not celebrating this early in your feast, the gospel today is the gospel of Cana. Isn't it? I think. Huh?
It's the gospel of baptism in God's version.
My goodness, I got the wrong. I got the wrong idea. Anyway. But anyway, this was my Chinese mass, don't worry. Chinese mass, I got the wrong passage. Anyway, one passage is the Feast of Cana, the banquet in Cana. And our Heavenly Mother just told Jesus, they do not have enough wine. Jesus says, Lady, it's not our business. Our time, my time hasn't come. But then, after 2 seconds, he asked the servants to fill all the 6 big bowls with water. You can imagine, baby Jesus is Jesus. His heart in a certain sense like a baby, close to his mother. And we understand, whatever we ask the mother, she will take important place. She always refer back to Jesus. The Feast of Cana. She knows her people need something. Refer to Jesus. And Jesus, his heart is a baby heart. Kind. He is strong in words, but weak in his heart. He said, no, I shouldn't. My time hasn't come. But he advanced his time. So I think today, of course, one of the message of our Santo Niño is to have care for the little ones, for the weak people. On the other hand, Jesus himself is weak. It's a baby heart. First of all, don't hurt him. But secondly, trust is divine love. Baby's love. Baby has no judgment on people. Always forgiving. Right? Always a smile for people. Jesus is exactly the same. His heart is very little. Little heart. But it's always waiting for you to come closer, to embrace Him. He's waiting. Do you believe that? One of the missionaries testified, our Heavenly Mother, Jesus, always stand by our side. Stand together with us, always. The yearning that we ask something from them. Jesus is waiting. Our Heavenly Mother is waiting. So don't lose your time. Don't think too much about other things. Keep this in mind. Jesus is there. Whatever you need, ask, will be given. Knock will be opened. Seek and you will find. This is our faith. We don't need to have long creed. The only thing, your heart, open to His heart. When we say we consecrate to His heart, to baby Jesus, it's a kind of plain words, exchange of hearts. His heart becomes our heart, and He share our heart with Him. Believe that. He will change your heart if you have an open heart and you want Him to change you. Metanoia is a Greek word, change of heart. We need to change the heart of Santo Niño, have a heart of baby Jesus towards people, gentle, smiling, but then also turn your face back to your mother, Heavenly Mother, Mother Mary. Yeah, you look at people, but then keep your eye back to your Heavenly Mother. Have this silence of heart. Always keep one, Jesus and Mary, one heart, one mind. You too. That's why we have the consecration of the two hearts, right? I thought you've heard this. Exactly the same. With simplicity. Not something external. It's something internal that you change your heart with His help, with her help. They can do it. Many times, we're too proud. That's why I think the second reading, only the humble people can get the grace. Simple as what St. Teresa of Lisieux, the way of baby Jesus, right? Exactly. St. Francis of Assisi, little brother, little, a childlike heart, forgiving. You act as another Jesus. You are Jesus. We are called to become Jesus. It's tangible, but receiving Holy Communion, our body becomes His body. We are transformed into divinity. Of course, we're human, but we are transformed with divine life in you. If the two substances come together, one weak, one strong, the weak will go into the strong. So when humanity in touch with divinity, we become divine. We are divinized. We become the body of Christ to the world. One day, if we died, if our body become nutrition of the world, we become the blessed sacrament for the world. Jesus saved the world through you. We are his body. That's how we can understand in a bad, in another way, new heaven, new earth, in the book of Revelation. We are transformed. First of all, we become another Christ. And the universe through us also being transformed, because we are the body of Christ. Do you believe that? After you receive communion, you'll be another person. You are another Christ. Do you believe that? So let's have this in mind. After Santo Niño, his heart be your heart. Be humble as a child. If people ask you something, be generous. Jesus is generous. If you don't have this heart, ask. Jesus is waiting for you to ask this question. Jesus, I want to be like you. My simple heart. Jesus says, learn from me. I'm humble and meek. So that's a feast of Santo Niño. Be another Santo Niño.